Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Before we get started, for last week's listeners, you know that there's been a little bit of another Espresso Boy controversy, and I just wanted to address that real quick. Here we go. To whomever it may concern, I'm so sorry. I'm so unapologetically sorry. I know I messed up, and I know I hurt people, but most importantly, I know I hurt myself. I'd like to apologize specifically to Brandon for roping you into my controversial self and slathering slander and lies all over your good name. I'd like to apologize to Carlos for accidentally uploading the wrong file of last week's episode. I'd like to thank all of our listeners for sticking with us through this time. Sorry. But most of all, I'd like to apologize to Kevin Feige, the Russo brothers, and Keanu Reeves for any harm I may have caused to your personal and or professional lives. I hope that you'll all be able to forgive me. I know I have grown and will continue to grow from this mistake. We are all human. I might just be a little more human than you all thought. Sincerely yours always, Caleb, the cute boy, Espresso Boy Tegler. P.S. Follow me on Twitter. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast where we don't make mistakes, because if we do, we have to start the podcast off by apologizing. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly.
And I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
This week.
Today, we just got a lot of updates coming at you. We want to update you on the Disney situation.
You got a Disney situation.
Brandon's going to tell us about his good friend, neighbor, Jeff.
Jeff situation. We got the meme 101 situation.
No, that's next time.
That's it? Just those two?
Yeah, I got some other stuff.
All right, dude. Let's dive on in. First things first, I hated this last episode. And let me tell you why. I felt like we didn't do a good job of getting to know each other right off the get. Okay. And I'm sad about that. I thought we dived too deep into it.
Okay.
Too quick. So let me ask you, how was your week?
It was a good week. I'm currently getting in the process of getting a new roommate.
New roommate.
Kick that guy out.
Get the other dude out.
No, I'm kidding. He's a great guy.
Nah.
Got a new roommate.
Nice.
He came in today, signed the lease, which we won't segue into yet.
Oh, okay. You have like...
is a good segue into our Disney topic.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. We'll wait on that.
Brandon, how's your week?
It was good, dude.
Tell me all about it. The nitty gritty, Brandon.
You know, getting back into the flow of things. Just working out the, the short-staffed issue that we had at South Park for a little while there, and we're kind of getting into the hang of it. I had one homeless person come in today, or Monday, I think. And they came into the shop, and this person was as covered in filth as you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. Visibly dirty. Four shades darker than I think their natural skin tone. Mm-hmm. And this person was carrying some sort of packet or whatever. Probably younger dude too. He was probably like 20 something, like younger guy, carrying a packet of some sort. Came up to the counter. I was already helping a guest out, so they're standing behind him, the guest. And he comes like looking at the packet, and he like opens up the packet and like points at it. And you can't see this while you're listening, but if you want to watch the YouTube, go to youtube.com/TheExpressoBoys, and you'll be able to find this clip, because he goes like, he points at it, and he's like, like this expression.
Yeah, like of a like, childlike wonder over here.
Like if he didn't make that noise, but that's what he should have done. And then calmly closes the packet, comes back up, and he's like, may I please have a glass of water? And I said, sure. You want some ice in it? He said, yes. And then gave him his glass of water, walked away. Today, I saw him when I was heading into work, and he didn't have pants on, but he had a very, very puffy jacket, and he was still hanging on to that packet.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Because I saw a homeless person, or a homeless man, this week, mm-hmm. and he also did not have pants on.
Okay.
He was just barely covering himself.
Nice. Just like
his grundle area.
Like a child when they go to, you ever like, when you were younger, did you ever wear like your dad's shirt
yeah.
to bed kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that as well. Right. And sometimes I don't know. I didn't wear under britches. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's fine. Right.
Yeah. For a kid.
Yeah. For a child. So they kind of had that vibe going on.
Yeah. But a lot dirtier. But here's my question is, and I don't know how to put this.
Sure.
I'm just going to say it.
Go on.
Do you look?
Yeah. Every time. No, I don't really actually look, but it's noticeable. It's one of those things where you're not like, I don't stare. I'm not looking like deep into it. And I'm not like trying to find the right angle. You know what I'm saying? But like, I definitely.
Because my mind, if I see a person out in public mm-hmm. and they may not have as many clothes on as they should.
Sure.
My first question is, ooh, can I see their penis? Can I see their penis? Ooh, 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 can I see their penis? Ooh. Because I want to know how serious we're at.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of level of nakedness we're yeah. really truly on. Like, because if you have a long shirt on.
Because if I can see the penis, then I'm going to look away.
Let's break this down. Let's get into this. So let's start 10 out of 10 naked. Easy. Nothing.
Buck naked.
Just running around in your birthday suit. That's it. 9 out of 10. Do we got a shirt, just socks on? Do we need
socks and maybe a raggedy pair of underwear?
Okay. But shirts off. And I'm thinking male. This is through that scenario. Just socks and underwear. That's 9 out of 10 naked.
No, that I'm saying one or the other.
Oh, so socks are and some raggedy underwear. Yeah. Those can get away with it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it. I'd say that my dude today, he was probably a 6 out of 10, I'd say. Six and a half. Because he didn't have pants on at all, but he did have a jacket and some shoes.
Long shirt.
Jacket.
Long jacket.
Well,
long John Silver.
Long enough. Again, I'm not going to give this dude the credit he deserves and try to say that he dressed himself well that morning. He should have put on some pants.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, had he bent over, for example, complete 10 out of 10 kind of naked. Like, that's what I'll, mm-hmm. so I'll say 6 and a half naked.
I was on BART this week. That is a Bay Area Railroad Rapid Transportation Transit. And I wrote this down because I knew I wanted to talk about it.
Good.
When I heard it. And there's this guy who's always on there doing his spiel. And I've seen him there multiple times. And he's always $12 short.
Nice.
Every time. I don't know how he's always
$12. What's his story?
Something about he just got here and he needs a place to live, but he's $12 short or something like that.
Dude, tough every day. Can you imagine waking up being always $12 short?
It's crazy.
Waking up like, all right, 1, 2, 3, $12 short.
$12. And so he was like out there doing this thing and somebody offered him, they had some peanuts.
Okay.
And a bake.
Sure.
And so they went to hand him the peanuts and I wrote this down because I didn't want to forget it. And there's a naughty word. So sensitive ears, maybe we'd bleep this one out later. But the lady goes to hand him a bag of peanuts and he says, I'm not going to yell it, but he was very loud and angry about it. He said, that's all I ever get offered. Peanuts. And then walked away. Didn't take them.
That's
so
tough.
My first thought is imagine being in his situation, but yeah. having a peanut allergy.
Sure.
And that's all I can't eat them.
I'm always $12 short and I'm always getting offered peanuts.
I thought it was very funny.
I offered, this was when we were living in Vacaville still, but this was even before Samantha and I were truly dating. We were in Davis and there was a homeless dude sitting on the side of the road. So I walked past him one and I had a couple dollars in my pocket. And so I walked past him with a group of people. And then when we were heading back towards our car, walked past him again. This time I said, I'm going to give him some money. Being generous. Mm-hmm. I care. He's a human being.
You got a girl with you.
I got a girl I'm trying to impress.
Yeah.
I bend down again, just a couple potty mouths over here. I apologize, mom. Bend down and I'm like, here you go, bro. And he looked at me dead in the eyes. He said, I don't want your money. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Sir.
What do you want?
And so I don't know if you've ever been in that kind of situation before where someone violently opposes your offer. But that sucked. And especially when I was with a lady I was trying to impress mm-hmm. by way of flaunting $3.
You knocked him out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Knocked him straight.
Curb stomped him right there. I was walking on Mission today. On Mission, is it Street, I believe? in the beautiful city of San Francisco, California.
Beautiful city.
And I walked past this guy who's just kind of sketchy looking guy. He seemed like he may or may not have been on something. Okay. He was like kind of talking to himself and walking a little weird. And we walked past each other and we must've been a block apart. Okay. Mm-hmm. We walked past each other. We're a block apart. And then I like turn around cause I'm always mad dogging, looking around, checking my surroundings.
You gotta do it.
And I see him running back.
Oh shoot.
And I'm nervous.
Oh no.
And I feel like he was running to me.
Right.
And so I'm like, kind of like, squaring up, like you know
getting
how
big.
I do,
like a puffer fish.
Yeah, I was puffing, nice. Puffing and a puffing, and he like walked, he ran towards me, and he had this, I don't know what, a pipe, or
had a steel weapon.
No, it was like one of the plastic pipes,
PVC pipe.
Yeah, and he walks me and he poked me.
Oh no, Brandon, and you were assaulted.
And then he goes, bud. And then he goes, do you know where 17th Street is?
Gosh, dang it. Not to the cute boy, not out on these streets.
I was like, I could have just asked, man. You didn't need to run towards me and poke me.
That's the worst. You were physically assaulted in San Francisco.
I mean, I don't know if
beautiful city.
I wouldn't call it assault. It didn't hurt.
Also, you don't know how to get to 17th Street?
We were on, I swear we were on 19th.
Right. The streets are numbered.
Yeah. Two blocks, bud.
He's got bigger priorities.
He was busy.
Also, I want you all to know.
Yeah, Brandon's eats. I mean, out of every food I could think would be the worst food to eat on a podcast, artichokes would be in the top five. And he's doing it.
Diving in deep into this artichoke.
So if you hear any weird suckling noises, it's definitely Brandon.
Caleb.
Yeah.
You had a couple topics that you wanted to bring up today.
First off, I guess this is a good one to just jump into. The new BART trains. Let me tell you this.
Dream. Love.
Okay. When I'm on there, I feel like a king.
Oh my gosh.
Top of the world, baby. Yeah.
It's the
best. It's like all these peasants out there in the old BART trains with the gross rubber seat things.
Whatever those are.
I don't know.
Clearly made out of the 1970s.
Dude, when I'm on there, you walk in, get hit with fresh air immediately.
A wall.
It's like walking into a Costco.
The,
You know, they got those big fans?
Air curtains.
It's exactly what it is.
That bastion of luxury, Costco.
I mean, that's a peak of luxury, I think.
This is the height of luxury.
You know it's going to be a good day. Let's just start it off like that.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be a good day when you're sitting at your station and you see, you know there's a different light too on the top. So it's like everything's just checking out. The stars are aligning. Whatever you need to do. Those brand new boys come rolling through there, squeaky clean,
So quiet,
fresh as it could ever get. They're quiet on the inside. They got the nice little monitor to tell you where, you know, where you're at, what the next stops are doing. Oh, heavens to Betsy. I saw like one of the, what's it called, Carlos? The, the unit to measure sound, like dBi.
Decibels?
Decibels. It was like on that train, the difference between the old trains are like mowing your lawn with a gas lawnmower versus a blender in the other room or something like that. And then also now I'm wondering, sorry, I'm just taking this whole
topic. No, go ahead.
Here. What's the delay here? Why are you just teasing us like this?
No, I was thinking the opposite.
Oh.
Here's why. When I'd say the majority of them are still the old trains.
Yeah.
I'd say
86%.
I'd say every 2 out of 10. No, probably, I'd say that's about accurate. 2 out of 10
is probably good.
Trains are going to be the new ones. Or 1 out of 5.
Really, it just depends.
Same
whatever
math.
Kind of numbers, it could be, 20 out of 100.
Yeah.
Never a bad time for a math lesson.
Yeah.
And that's some quick math right there.
Wow. This is what the people come here for.
This is content.
I like that you get hit with that surprise. Because if they were all new, brand new ones, you'd get used to it.
Sure, that's true.
But I do like that little surprise, the little hope that's inside your heart. Maybe you'll get a new train.
Maybe just maybe get it. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I can appreciate that.
If we update all of them, that means there's going to be newer ones again, you know? So it's just always cycling through.
It's, I'm also a little bit scared too, because these will not stay this way.
I think they're designed to stay this way better though. With like the plastic opposed to the cushiony.
I guess. Yeah. You know that someone
they have
got
the
hepatitis from sitting on a BART train? Do you know that?
Wow, congratulations.
Sitting on a BART train, someone got hepatitis. Then also, it does kind of make me wonder, now that I'm thinking about it, did they come home from a doctor's appointment where they had a hepatitis test and the doctor looked at him that right then and there said, you are clean as a whistle. Get out of here. And then they took the BART train. They woke up the next morning, said, you know what? I'm going to go back just to double check. Yeah. And then they got, because then I'm like, maybe you're just, I don't know.
There might be an apology letter in your future. That's all I'm going to say.
I covered myself pretty well right there, I think. So I did feel good about that.
We can't have another controversy.
Please, God, no. Not another one. But yeah, I guess there's a, they probably are a little bit more durable, hopefully.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But tell me, and let's be realistic.
Yeah.
What would you like to see in some BART trains? Because I think I would like to have some essential oils pumped through those vents. Okay. Just to like little peppermint, maybe a little citrus orange.
Dude, they have, there's this essential oil from the Muji store in San Francisco. And it's called Happy, I think. Mm-hmm. And it smells great. I'll take that. But are you kidding me? Actually, that might just be the medicine this city needs.
Yeah.
Have that pumped through the airs.
Have some happiness pumped through the air. Are you
kidding me? Done. We just fixed your problem, San Francisco. Who's the mayor right now?
Mr. Francisco.
Mr. San Francisco. Oh, Mr. Francisco. Mr. Francisco. Excuse me. Mr. San Francisco's his father.
Saint Fran.
Let's talk to him. Let's get that dialed in. But on the new BART train, you know, hand sanitizer. That'd be cool.
Oh, that's a good one.
Could you imagine that touch? And they probably just need to build that into the lines of every train, because you're not just going to have one bottle. That's going to be gone in 6 seconds.
What about toilet seat covers, but like for the seats?
That'd be a good one as well.
Yeah.
How about TVs in the backs of the seats? You know what I'm saying? Or check this out. Put a couple wings on it, the BART, and then you get jets underneath that.
Remember I said realistic?
Oh, sure. Okay, that's fair. I think, honestly, hands, just some sort of cleanliness, because you walk under that thing, you don't feel, I don't know if you noticed it, I don't know if we've talked about this either, but walking around this city, beautiful city, walking around the city, taking public transportation, being on the BART, being on Muni, doing the little scoot things, whatever you do, I never realized how much I touch my face. Have we talked about this before? Mm-mm. Oh, dude.
Touch your face.
I touch my face a lot. And I didn't realize it until I was here and actually started public transit and all
feel
that.
Feel grimy.
Oh, buddy, do I ever. Like, your hands are just, it's the Will Ferrell, like, what do I do with my hands type thing? Mm-hmm. Because you don't want those touching anything of value.
Yeah.
I feel like I've washed my hands more living in this city than I have probably ever in my adult life.
I started showering when I moved here.
Yeah, which is a good call.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Let's update us, or not update, I guess. Tell us about this Jeff situation. I don't know all the details. I've heard little bits and pieces.
I'll be honest with you.
So I'm excited to get it all.
I'll be honest.
Put the puzzle together.
I don't have as much passion about this as some fine people in this room right now. Let's just say that.
Is Carlos one of them?
Carlos?
Great.
Would you say that you have a pretty particular opinion on our boy Jeff?
Well, it's mostly just an obnoxious.
Okay, so here's the situation.
People that don't know, Brandon and Carlos live in the same apartment
building.
Right,
yeah, we're in the same building.
We're building buddies.
We're building buddies. We're BBs. And there is next to no parking in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We have to kind of figure it out and just kind of park on faith or catch the street cleaning at the right times. It is what it
throw
is.
Throw down
I've
a
been
prayer.
Literally. I've been towed. Caleb's been towed. You guys haven't been towed yet, right, Carlos? Good. But we've got lucky now. There's this parking spaces, whatever, parking lot across the street from us that we've just been kind of like, all right, let's see how long this lasts. But previously, before that, we kind of got away with just parking in front of the garages that are underneath, obviously on the, you know, our freaking garages on the ground
top level. Floor.
Yeah. On the side of the building, a couple garages over there that we used to park in front of. And then we did this because we saw two or three cars consistently parking in front of the garages. We know that the garages are not being used because the building owners are doing something in there. I don't even know what. And in order for your car to be towed, the building owner needs to call the tow company to have them tow your car. But this building is owned by some real estate agency somewhere in the city. I don't know, somewhere. And it's just not happening. So we're like, all right, free and clear. We'll just park in front of the garages whenever we can't find parking. We're not just going to go to there all the time, but you know, if we can't find parking, we'll just do that. So we did that for a little while, but then we started to get this little note on our windshield And it said, do not park in front of these spaces or you will be towed. Mm. And it was ripped piece of paper stuck on the windshield, right? So we got
Did
one of those.
Did you notice if there's any on the other cars or just yours?
No. See, this, Carlos, you might be able to speak to this a little bit more. I feel like whenever I did notice it, I don't remember there being cars there. Okay. Or even if there were, we had parked there the night before, and I don't remember those other cars being there the night before.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in our case, we got that same note, but there were, I think, three other cars, like, right around ours. And only one of them also had the note, which means that presumably either the other two cars had notes and took them off at like 3 a.m.
Okay.
Or the people who own those vehicles
are the culprits.
Are the people who put the notes on the cars.
Let me tell you a little example.
Okay.
When I was younger, my sister Victoria,
friend of the podcast,
she was mad at all of us for some reason. So she went and put soap on all of our toothbrushes except for hers. And then we realized she did it because hers was the only one without soap on it.
Right.
Same thing, Jeff.
Basic principle.
You're
going
to need to put a note on yours if you want to be smart about this.
So Kaya lives in this building as well. Kaya, Carlos, myself, Samantha. We've all gotten...
Also deep, Michelle.
And Michelle, excuse me. She doesn't have that car. She doesn't have a car though, right? Like Drew takes that? Yes. Has she gotten the note? Oh, okay, that's right. Anyways, the three of the four of us have gotten this note on our car. We have never seen a note on Jeff's car.
Mm. Okay. Jeff also lives in this building?
Jeff also lives in this building. Let me give you a little context here. Jeff lives in this building. He's the only one that I've spoken with, given I've only spoken with him, really, who still has the garage opener to the garage. We've seen him come in and out of there a lot more when we first moved in, but not so much anymore. And our thought is Jeff is putting these notes on the cars because he can't use his parking space anymore in the garage.
Mm.
Now, here's my problem with that, though. Here's my problem with this theory. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I don't want to just...
Guy.
I'm a good guy, you know? I don't want to jump to the gun here and start pinning Jeff on the cross.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. But...
There is some evidence.
There is some evidence that would point. I guess if we're investigating this.
Let me ask you, what's the time frame been since the first note to now?
Oh gosh. 4 months maybe.
So if this person was serious, they'd have towed a car by now, right?
Right. Well, the thing about, for listeners who aren't familiar with San Francisco,
it's a city.
Yes, it's a city.
Beautiful.
In Northern California. And the thing you have to realize is that people do not put notes on your car when they're going to tow your car.
They will tow
your
car.
They just tow your car.
Sure.
You go out to your car and surprise, your car's gone. And you got to go all the way up to Bryant or Brandon or wherever you got to go.
Yeah.
And kick down $600. And you can have your car back.
That was the worst ever. Getting your car towed, don't let them fool you.
I was like,
not fun.
My first thought wasn't that I was towed. It was just like, I could have sworn I parked right here.
Yeah. Dude. Okay. So when I first got towed, Samantha and I were just moving in. She had boxes up here. We were hanging
first
out.
First night, right?
First night we got the keys. Yeah. We like took a trip from Vacaville here, did some stuff, whatever. I worked in the morning. So I just went home, or I was planning on going home that night. So I parked in a presumably safe space. Also, I am very much aware of, like, don't park in front of garages. That's not a good thing to do. You will get in trouble for it. I don't want to do that. So where I parked, I'm like, I feel good about this. This feels like a good spot. And I left knowing that. A few hours go by. We eat some food. We do some stuff up here. And then I am like, all right, I'm going to go down. She's like, can you grab my water bottle out of the car? I'm like, sure. So I go down to her car, which is in front of the garages, and grab her water bottle. And as I'm grabbing her water bottle, I pull my head up from out of the car and I see my car being towed away. And I looked at it and I said, uh-oh. And I clicked the keys on the lock keys on my car. I'm like, that's hopefully not mine. Click and beep, beep.
That's so
like,
funny.
You mother. I was so
That's
mad.
Something out of a movie.
Dude, it was tough. It was real tough. So that was fun. So then we go down to the place, which some cruel person decided not to put parking where this tow yard is. So that's fun. That's kind of like the deep irony of the situation. There's no parking there. So we eventually got a parking a couple blocks away. Go over to the place. And he's like, all right, great. Give him the information. He said, yeah, I was parked in front of the garage. I'm like, do they have pictures of it? Like, no, they don't take pictures of it. Which I'm like, that's so, so stupid. And I don't know. I want one of these days to happen where I'm like, I actually have the evidence to be like, no, this is inaccurate. Here's the picture.
Yeah.
And then like, are you just like, why wouldn't the tow driver just like, oh, let me take a look. Actually, no, they're fine. I don't know the whole situation. Right? Anyways, we go, you're towed because you were in front of the garage. Great. Looks like this is your first time being towed and they hit you with this sweet number.
Yep.
Looks like it's your first time being towed. So you get the first timer discount. I'm like, oh, cool. First time discount. Right on. It's going to be great. And then they hit you with that number, $80 discount. So my first reaction to that was, that's a big number. If you're giving me a discount and your business is really coming in by people paying for their cars to get out of this place and you're giving me $80, mm-hmm. this is going to be pretty expensive. $500 later. Plus a parking ticket.
Yep.
So we park in front of the garage to get notes on our cars. And I think we think Jeff's does it. Jeff has done it and is continuing to do it. I honestly don't know though.
You got to get one of those Russian dash cams.
Oh my gosh. That's a game changer.
Yeah.
That's what we
catch him
that's
in
what
the
needs
act.
To happen. That's content.
Get Jeff towed.
Oh, well, okay. So then Samantha put the note on his car and I felt real weird about
any
that.
Any updates?
Nothing.
On that?
Nothing.
Oh, let us know if you get another note or anyone you know gets the note. All right.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Maybe we'll start uploading pictures of them.
I will. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make that happen. We'll collect them in the pile. And it seems like it's all coming off. Anyways, doesn't matter. We'll make that happen.
Okay. When I got my car towed, I was at your house.
Yep.
Parked in a beautiful spot.
Wonderful spot.
I'm still 100% sure I was allowed to park there because I see cars parked there all the time.
Mm-hmm. You probably look out the window and see someone parked right now.
And so it was about 11 p.m. Okay. when I realized my car had been towed.
Late night. Yeah, early morning too for you. I remember that.
No, I was off that next day.
All right. No. I mean, I meant to say like that morning, didn't you open?
No, I was off the next day. So that was nice. You're wrong.
Okay.
Brandon, you're wrong.
I'll apologize next week.
And so it was 11 o'clock. I had been towed for maybe an hour at that point. I don't know when I got towed, but I called to figure out where my car was. And they were like, well, every day you don't pick it up, there's an extra $80. So if you don't pick it up by midnight, we add $80. Awesome. So it's not a 24-hour period. It's a next day. How messed up is that?
That is absurd.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
So yeah, get your car towed at 11:50. That'll be fun for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's allowed. I'm gonna have to say that's not allowed.
See, this is why I take multiple pictures
every time.
Anytime I park somewhere that's not in front of this building.
Yeah,
I'd need to literally because I'm getting away with that spot over there. But listen, it's scary. It's spooky stuff.
Spooky.
I don't want to be spooked like that, dude. There's so long, Carlos. How'd you feel when you moved here? Did you have a little bit of anxiety going to bed every night because of where your cars are at?
Okay. So the very first night that we were here, we had our own little fun story.
We all had something happen the first night.
Yeah. What happened the first night you were here?
Mine was the classic, I'll suck your dick.
Oh, yeah. So the thing that happened to our car is, so me and Kara have two cars. We have a Toyota Prius C.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have a Nissan Versa Note. Now,
isn't that a phone?
That's a C note.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yep.
He's a music boy, so he gets that one. Me, him and I, we got a thing. I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Music, money, it's all there. But so we sleep first night in our wonderful apartment in this beautiful city.
There you go. Hit us with it.
And I wake up the next morning. We're going to go to Chech. And I come out to the Prius. And the passenger side wiper blade is missing.
Oh, wait. I didn't hear about this.
Okay. Yeah. No, I went outside to the car and just the wiper blade, not the arm, the blade, the little $11 piece is just missing from my car. And at first I was pissed. And then the more I thought about it, it's kind of the perfect crime.
It's true.
It's mostly just inconvenient because I have $11. It's fine.
I can manage.
It's not worth reporting.
Yeah. And then... by removing one, you've made the other one inoperable.
Completely.
Because I can't just drag metal across my windshield. So that maximum impact, minimal effort.
A couple days ago, actually, and tips and tricks for all you people driving in San Francisco, check behind your tires because a couple days ago, I was going to take Samantha to work and someone put a glass bottle behind my tire and I backed out and
didn't pop my
tire. Thank the Lord. Cause I was moving pretty slow and it like kind of skipped a little bit and then it broke.
That's good.
So there was a chunk that was taken out of the tire, but I was like, it was good. It made it, but dang. Oh, I was so mad. And it, like when that kind of stuff happens, I take it so personally.
They did it to you.
They did it to me. And I feel so violated too. I'm like, the person who did that, think about like who did that? They had to literally make that decision. They made the conscious effort to grab the bottle, put it behind the tire, knowing full probably well.
Kick it in a little bit so it'll stick.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, you freaking maniac, dude. You made this decision and then you thought like, this is first degree murder.
Right. And then this person just walked away. The sociopath doesn't even need the satisfaction of seeing it. Just knowing that it's going to happen is good enough for
some
them.
Sick and twisted.
They'll come back later
here
and see the broken glass and be like, oh, it happened.
Oh, I did it. Oh, I did it. I got to go get another
one. I came home from work a few weeks ago and I had to move my car because street cleaning the next day. And I noticed that my license plate was like bent in half. And so I was like, why would anyone do this? So I text my dad and I was like, Dad, do you know why anyone would do this? And he said probably they were trying to take it off. And then if they have the same model car, they put it onto their car. And then like, if they were to like get any bridge tolls or any tickets or anything like that, it would go to me, which is smart. But what's funny is that it was only half off. They couldn't get it off.
And more to the point, what kind of car do you have, Caleb?
Oh, what kind of car do I have?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of people in this city have Teslas or Priuses. Sure. I have a 2007 Saturn Ion,
which they are no longer making.
Those are discontinued,
anymore.
So it's a classic.
So you honestly, this could have been like a ploy for this dude, you and this dude, to like kind of make a club because they're maybe few and far between at this point.
We give them the little beep beep whenever you see another Saturn Ion. You're like, beep, beep.
Motorcycles, they put their hand put their hand down whenever they're passing on the motorcycle.
We
same
all
thing.
Shake our head in shame.
You know what's another fun thing I've done when I'm driving around? People honk here. It's a common, it's third language for a lot of people.
I'm in it.
It doesn't matter where the honking is, if I'm involved or not, always honk back. It's kind of fun. It's really great and enjoyable. Someone else can be getting into it and like beep beep and just a little beep, beep.
I was never a honker.
Are you now?
In the Ville. The Vacaville.
Yeah, no, why do you need a honk? Everyone's pretty gracious.
Like, it was
about
rare
it. Yeah.
That I would throw out a honk.
We drove to...
I'm all about it now.
All about it. We drove to Granite Bay a couple days ago, Sunday. And it's quite interesting. Driving in San Francisco and then not being in San Francisco, people will let you just get into the next lane when you put your blinker on, which is a concept. It was very interesting because I like... was gearing up, like white knuckling it, turn the blinker on, like we're gonna have
standoff.
Yep, this is it. Now I'm like, I have to, and my thought is this, you don't wanna get hit, and I have to get over, so I'm going to move my car over. And you don't wanna get hit. If you wanna get hit, then I guess I'll stop, but it's kinda like that playing chicken, I guess. Anyways, literally going through like Vacaville, I think at that point, I noticed, I was just like, I turned my blinker on, and then I just veered left slightly, and it wasn't an issue.
I didn't even look behind me.
Such a luxury.
A few weeks ago. Oh, you got something? Okay. A few weeks ago, maybe last week, I don't remember, we talked about wanting to go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to go so bad.
Oh, my goodness. All I've ever wanted to do is go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
For the past 2 months, that's all I could do.
All I've ever wanted for two months.
And so we threw it out there half sarcastic, sure, joking of like
half
if anyone,
sarcastic, but also at the same time very serious.
100% serious. We were like, if anybody can hook us up, get us a deal, get us free tickets, airplane tickets, Disney tickets, whatever you got, we're in. Not thinking anything would come of it. But my new roommate, Mr. Bailey Wilder, he was in the military. And so he gets those military discounts. I'm talking dirt cheap tickets, hopper pass, however many days. And his nanny, works for American Airlines. Mm. And get us some free standby tickets. Brandon, we're living the dream. We're doing
it. We did it.
We did it.
This is called connections. All right? This is what clout gives you.
You know what I'm saying? So much clout.
Oh my gosh. Dripping with clout.
So for all those people that were just, ooh, wanting to know, we're going. We have a date set.
Also, I will say this much too. Yes, Star Wars Land, we'll take a look. But here's the reason.
We'll take a look.
We'll take a look. But here's the reason why we're going.
Go ahead.
We got to go get a new BBA mug.
For your good, good friends.
Got to get a new BBA mug for our good, good friends. So that's the reason why this trip is happening.
No, we're not going to have
fun. We're not just going on vacation. This is work.
Yeah, we're not going to have fun.
This is work. So if we don't end up taking the, either way, we're going to, you know, cameras will be brought. I don't know how, and it doesn't matter. We're going to get some content out of this. If we end up doing standby, I'm sure there'll be some content there. But if not, we're driving. And I hate driving. Mm-hmm. Not just the driving app, just 6 hours in a car sucks. But we'll make something happen. So
it'll be good.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. This isn't vacation.
No.
We're grinding. We're working. You think we want to go to Star Wars Land?
No.
And take a lot of great videos.
You think that's not all we've been thinking about for the last 2 months? So you think that's all we can do? I want my elbow to get touched.
You don't need to go to Space Mountain now. God, make me sick. No.
I haven't even been on the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
You think we want to go do that? No.
I want a churro.
You think we want a churro? No.
Dole Whip.
You think we want to go and do the incredible roller coaster? No, we don't want to do that.
Pixar Pier.
This is work. This is called grinding, all right? We got some clout. We know some people. We get into this park.
Shouts out Nani. Shouts out Bailey.
So I hate to say it, guys. We got to do it. It's going to be a quick trip. Couple days. I think literally a couple days. Mm-hmm. So if you want to support us in any way, feel free to give us money.
Yeah, Cash App us.
Follow us on Twitter.
You had some Twitter success.
Yeah.
Brendan, we're famous now.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I had a tweet go quote unquote viral. I had 97 likes on it. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. I won't go and do it again. Right. But Brandon topped me. He beat me by quite a bit.
I will say this is going to be a tough one to beat. Yeah. Caleb, the crown is on my head and it is weighing pretty heavy on me.
Champion.
I'll tell you what. So let me give some context.
Did he beat you by as much as Endgame beat John Wick 3?
I already did the apology, Carlos. We don't need to get into it, all right?
We're moving on! So here, let me give some context here. There's this streamer, and she is good friends with our boy Ninja, mm-hmm. close friend of the podcast,
yeah.
Courage JDU, who I don't know if you, anyone who watches Twitch or anything like that, Courage JD, the most wholesome and sweet boy you'll ever find in your life. I just love him so much. He's very funny too. Anyways, Tim the Tap Man and his wife. Gosh, who else? Well, the list goes on and on. So this person, she said, Ninja, Lupo, Tim, Alexia, Cloxy, these people have seen my bedroom and there's a pile of trash in the corner because our trash can at the 100 Thieves house, the gaming organization that they're all in, well, most of them are in, filled up too quickly. And now I'm stressed because they saw all my dirty room. All they saw was my dirty room, and that's their first impression, and they won't ever unsee / smell it. So my response was, mm-hmm. YouTube, here's the GIF. It's a GIF, so I'm sorry to you podcast listeners. You have to follow me on Twitter about it.
Describe it to them.
So I said, Valkyrie, and this is my room, in quotes. Each one of them, GIF, Michael Scott, looking up and away from the camera as he walks out or walks into his office.
Beautiful.
Now let me tell you this. How many likes did I get? 240, bud. 240.
Dang,
oh
dude.
My goodness. Was I ever I was living the dream.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, I'm a little bit disappointed in this exact moment because I had 100 followers and that felt good. Mm-hmm. Now I have 97. So I did something wrong. But 240
really?
Likes. Oh gosh. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I'm only at 97.
So that's, you want this crown, bud? That's the number to beat.
Okay. 240.
Still kind of counting. I get one or two every now and then.
Okay.
So that's that.
We'll go out on this thought.
All right.
You've been putting a lot of work in on this YouTube.
Yeah.
I see you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I thought of a way for us to get more viewers.
Good.
What we need to do
is we'll learn sign language.
Okay.
We'll do the entire podcast with sign language so that the audio listeners have to go to video.
All right.
I mean,
that shouldn't be a problem.
And sign up for sign language classes.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful thing that you suggested.
Thank you.
Win.
I'll say this last thing as well. And then
this is what the whole podcast will sound like.
Oh, we are going to talk.
Ashy hands.
No, we're not talking.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you were saying like, thought you were saying talk while we were signing.
No. We're not talking.
Heavens.
Sign language.
We're doing it. Thank you so much for listening to the Expressible Voice podcast about nothing, where we talk about every... No, wait. I hate that I keep saying it. I'll apologize next week. I'm your bad boy, Expressive Boy, Brandon Thomas-Holly.
I'm your cute boy, Expressive Boy, Caleb Tegler. Keep it classy.